It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Jim, man, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So he finished 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
Happy Friday, everybody. I am your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. How's Andy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing okay. Glad it's Friday.
Yes. It has been a long week.
It has been a long week. Normally, I wouldn't say that, but it has been.
I'm really surprised that 2021 has already provided so many long weeks. This is only the fifth one.
Can you believe January's already done, though?
I know.
It's just like, boom, gone.
Boom.
All right, yesterday's impossible.
I hear 2022 is going to be a lot better.
Well, yeah, you think?
Go ahead.
Yesterday's impossible question. Charlie got right, by the way. 38% of us go to the Super Bowl parties for this reason.
I got it. To get COVID and get it over with.
Fauci said don't do that.
Oh, never mind. My bad.
He said stay home. By yourself. Alone. Double masked.
Alone in the dark watching the Super Bowl.
A little dictator.
Yay.
Anyways, Charlie was right yesterday. It is the commercials. That was the answer to go to the, you know, the first answer was food. Number one answer was food. Second one is to watch commercials.
That's nuts.
And then this year you're going to be lame. I hate to say, folks. So good luck on that one.
Yeah, because they're all afraid of offending during COVID and all this kind of stuff. The fun is gone.
They're all going to be whining. You know, they're all going to be basically talking about it. You and I have said this before. Just
stay
do a
safe.
Regular commercial.
Do you want? Let me ask you this. Do you go to a comedy review? Well, I don't go to those because, you know, I don't like the crowds. But do you watch comedy shows or watch stand-up comics or anything so somebody can tell you to stay safe?
No.
I mean, my gosh. Why would anybody want to watch commercials that are going to tell you to stay safe, America?
Nobody.
We're all in this together. Do this, do that, do the other. Triple mask.
Nobody. No. By the way, most of Colorado moving to yellow tomorrow, so I guess that's a little good news, not that we're surprised by that. Today's impossible question, we'll answer this in the 5 o'clock hour. You can answer this now at the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Since the pandemic began,
yes,
doctors are reporting a big increase in this injury. Again, we'll give this at the 5 o'clock hour. Since it began, doctors are reporting a big increase in this injury.
I got it.
Charlie says slips and falls. Trips. Slips, trips, and falls.
Assaults at grocery stores.
For the non-maskers, are they maskers?
There's got to be a big increase in those. I know.
Okay, Charlie, why trips, slips, and falls? No, Charlie says you can't see walking down the stairs with your mask and stuff on because you can't see as well.
Okay.
It's curbs and stairs. Charlie, I think I'd agree with that. You got your mask on, you're half the time not, I mean, you're, here's the other thing. You're just dinking with it, and I don't think you're paying as attention as you would normally. I think Charlie's probably on to something.
Can you get an injury from face palming too much?
I've already got that one.
Okay.
It's a permanent implant in my forehead.
Yeah. That answer sounds fine. Slips and falls. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities.
All right. So I have a few things that Joe sent me here. I think he sent them to you and Charlie as well, but we'll read a few of these off before Dr. Harper joins us in a moment. Dad, are we pyromaniacs? Yes, we arson. Get it?
Okay.
What do you call a pig with laryngitis? Disgruntled.
Okay.
Get it? Because he can't
grunt anymore. No, I do get it.
Writing my name in cursive is my signature move. Why do bees stay in their hives during winter? It's warm.
Gosh. Wow.
If you're bad at haggling, you'll end up paying the price. Just so everyone's clear, I'm going to put my glasses on.
That's not bad.
A commander walks into a bar and orders everyone around. That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I lost my job as a stage designer. I left without making a scene.
It's not bad.
Never buy flowers from a monk. Only you can prevent florist friars.
That's painful. That's just, no. No. That's bad. I can't unhear that.
How much did the pirate pay to get his ears pierced? A buccaneer. Get it? A buccaneer?
Yeah, I get it. Thank you. Thank
that was
you.
Pretty good. I once worked at a cheap pizza shop to get by. I needed the dough.
Uh-huh.
My friends and I have named our band Duvet. It's a cover band.
Okay.
I lost my girlfriend's audiobook, and now I'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Why is dark spelled with a K and not a C? Because you can't see in the dark. Why is it unwise to share your secrets with a clock? Well, time will tell. When I told my contractor I didn't want carpeted steps, they gave me a blank stare. Bono and The Edge walk into a Dublin bar, and the bartender says, "Oh no, not you too again." It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Prison is just one word to you, but for some people, it's a whole sentence. Scientists got together to study the effects of alcohol on a person's walk, and the results were staggering. I'm trying to organize a hide-and-seek tournament, but good players are really hard to find. I got over my addiction to chocolate, marshmallows, and nuts. I won't lie, it was a rocky road. What do you say to comfort a friend who's struggling with grammar? Charlie will love this one. There, there, there. Get it? T-H-E-R-E and T-H-I-R, etc. I went to the toy store and asked the assistant where the Schwarzenegger dolls are, and he replied, "I'll be back."
I'll be back. Yeah, okay.
What did the surgeon say to the patient who insisted on closing up their own incision? Suit yourself.
A little better.
I've started telling everyone about the benefits of eating dried grapes. It's all about raising awareness. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Thanks, Joe, if you're listening.
Thank you, Joe. We appreciate that.
Yeah, you know what? A little bit of humor every now and then, which, by the way, we need today drastically.
Yes, we do.
Goes a long way. So thank you very much for that. Dr. Anthony Harper will be joining us in a moment. Give us an update from Washington, D.C. In the meantime, Extreme Auto Repair is up next. If you're looking for anything on your vehicle, repair-wise, I mean, they can take care of you, including all of your general maintenance, which, by the way, if you do, saves you money as time goes by. Don't forget, Cooper Tires are at cost as well, and they will work on your fleet vehicles also. So everything underneath one roof, Extreme Auto Repair, KLZRadio.com.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
The Centel Center, and I say this all the time, but if you're not feeling well, you don't know why. You can't put your finger on it. It could be just what's going on in life. It could be an imbalance you have going on. Could be that you're overweight. You name it. Dr. Julie can help you with it. And I said this all week long, and I really mean it. Your health is an investment, much like your car, your house, your life. Your health is as well. Invest in it today. Call Dr. Julie, 303-343-8800.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy. But you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dr. Harper, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you this week?
Well, I'm very thankful, and I appreciate that humor. As you know, I have a little bit of Idaho humor at the White House.
Yes, you do. Good. So talk to us about what's going on at the White House, Dr. Harper, because it's let's just say it's been a long couple of weeks so far.
It surely has. Well, the latest that, you know, that I have is about the COVID-19 testing that I have to go through every day. And I've been waiting to know who's going to be paying for this. The White House hasn't responded whether they're going to be paying for it or we have to pay for it. Mm. I don't know yet. But, you know, that's a troubling issue. I and some other journalists have signed a complaint letter regarding access to the White House. There's significant, reduction or, impact on freedom of the press, actually, at the White House. During the Trump administration, it was much more open. Even during the Obama administration, it was much more open than it is right now with the Biden-Harris. And extreme paranoia that is going on there at the White House. And so I'd appreciate people praying for me for that access and getting that interview with the press secretary, Jennifer Psaki, I guess that's what you pronounce
yes.
it. And regarding anti-Semitism, I talked with her assistant about, you know, our Christian concerns about anti-Semitism and the rise of it in our nation, and to help them understand about this anti-Semitic UN agency, UNRWA.
Right.
I've been asking questions at the White House. We've talked about that before.
Right.
And, very troubling, and I definitely need a real miracle getting into the White House, getting this interview, bringing up our Christian concerns on these matters.
Okay. The good news I did see, and actually somebody shared with me today, I did not watch it much today. I mean, I had a really busy day today, Dr. Harper, but I was told today that they decided to leave the embassy in Jerusalem. Is that true?
Well, I sure hope it's true. I haven't seen anything from the Israel News Service about that. I'll check my email. I get official news from the government press office in Israel.
Okay.
And that should be an official news release that they would do. So I can check that, with my Israel news reporter contacts. But that's a big issue. Now, thinking also about, I talked with the White House about the Abraham Peace Accords, what's going to be happening with that. Biden and Harris administration are showing signs of anti-Semitism in support of that refunding that UN agency, UNRWA. And they may not be fully aware. I would like to give the benefit of the doubt. They may not be aware that it's truly anti-Semitic, perspective and philosophy on that matter. But there's a lot of evidence about this, John, and I and the previous President Trump's principal deputy press secretary, Hogan Gidley, are in this film about the incitement of this UN agency and what is happening. It's a real education for people to check out that that video that is on Vimeo. So
okay.
Well, Dr. Harper, also talking about anti-Semitism, what about the Biden administration's actions on the Iran deal and the position this puts Israel in? I would say that's pretty anti-Semitic.
Supporting Israel's enemy is, you know, that wants to wipe them off the map, to destroy Israel, at least it's the supporting anti-Semitism, and that should never be acceptable by any of our U.S. government officials. I'm there at the White House. This is Andy, correct?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Andy, it's great to talk with you. I don't talk with you usually.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to talk with you and John today. And this is a serious concern that I have. And I don't know how I ended up at the White House. And then just God put me there. The Jews are telling me that God put me at the White House to help save the Jews. And miracles have happened, and I thank God for the faith to be able to go there. Not easy to be there, as you know, with the hostile media, with a very spiritually dark atmosphere there.
Yeah, you said earlier, Dr. Harper, that, you know, there's a lot of paranoia there. Where do you feel like that's coming from?
Well, we know our enemy, the devil, Satan is our adversary, and he instills fear, irrational fear, in a lot of people who try to, you know, to get us all captive, bound up in fear, irrational fears, and we know that Satan is the author of confusion. So, I see very clearly the reign of our adversary there in Washington, D.C., and to undermine our freedoms. This is a spiritual battle, and this paranoia is just part of Satan's playbook.
Okay.
Dr. Harper, what's it like just walking around on Capitol Hill right now?
Great question.
It just seems like, in light of what you just said, you're walking around in absolute darkness. And how does it feel to try to be a light in the midst of that darkness?
Well, yes, it is very challenging. You know, I was there during the Obama administration, and it is a challenge. That's why I need a lot of prayer. It's one of the most challenging times of my life, because I knew that my life would be more in danger if I started bringing up these issues of anti-Semitism. And I don't know if it was directly to, you know, being shot at in Jerusalem, but it's been quite an experience spiritually there, John and Andy, about this. And I do need a lot of courage, a lot of, God's favor, open doors. I'm not afraid to mention that our problems and our solution to our problems are found in what President Lincoln had to say about America in the middle of the Civil War, that we need to repent of our many national sins. And in that proclamation of humiliation fasting, he said, we need to plead for mercy that God will forgive us. He said, America has forgotten God. We've become too proud and too arrogant and too self-reliant. And so I encourage people to read, Lincoln's proclamation about that, but also what God told Solomon, who's praying for wisdom how to rule Israel. We know this is the National Day of Prayer verse in 2 Chronicles 7:14, and I really feel the urgency to, you know, share the importance of Scripture at the White House as it relates to today's events.
You know, Dr. Harper, I'd like a kind of a prediction from you, because one thing the left has really done to shut down the church is literally shut down the church with COVID. And
we
were all kind of hoping that, you know, as the vaccine gets out there, I don't think it matters, but at least it gives some people confidence.
Right.
As these things went forward and the numbers went down, we were all kind of hoping churches could get back to normal. But do you predict that, or do you predict that the U.S. government and some of these liberal state governments are going to use this to try to keep churches limited?
Well, obviously, with Democrat control more than ever, and it's been said by President Trump and many others, it's pointed out that it's been Democrat mayors and governors,
right,
primarily have been the majority of those trying to control the church. We think of the primary example with Dr. MacArthur, John MacArthur, in the Grace Community Church in California, and what they've been doing, trying, you know, fining the church. So I see this continuing by the Democrats in the party to silence the church through this issue of the COVID-19. But, you know, you know, a lot of people, I think, are getting more concerned about how the end time scenario plays out. And people, of course, read the book of Revelation for all those details. But, you know, our adversary is very clever. And it would make sense that he would use a health issue to try to get everyone to, you know, cooperate. Can you just imagine, you know, the message that might go out through the media in the last days? Don't you want to be a good world citizen? Show your caring for your world citizen by taking this mark, you know, that monitors your health or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I do kind of see this as many Christians have seen this kind of a precursor to the control of the church. And it's very alarming, isn't it? That many churches have kind of just gone along with this. And some
far too many,
because
far too many, Dr. Harper have.
Yeah.
Honestly, Dr. Harper, really quick, I have been shocked by how many churches and how many church leaders have absolutely buckled.
Caved.
They've caved.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it just, you just look at it. I understood it for the first few weeks. We all got that. We didn't know
first
what we
30
were,
days or so, I
yeah,
get it.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, John. Uh-huh. We didn't know what we were dealing with. But my goodness, it's mm-hmm. been better part of a year, and you've got a lot of these churches that are absolutely going along with it. And on the one hand, I wonder if they don't mind it too much. And on the other hand, I wonder if they're just afraid of liberal leaders.
Well, some of them are afraid of these leaders, these governors, mayors, whatever. And there are clearly mayors that have, I think, a hatred for the church, or probably by themselves, anti-Semitic. You know, it is very troubling that the churches, a lot of churches, would cave in to this issue. We want to encourage churches not to be afraid. You know, we have Christ as our Savior, nothing to be afraid about this. And, you know, I think about President Lincoln in this situation with the Civil War. He encouraged people to meet at their churches or in their homes during that time. And so, you know, we've had the flu virus. It's been here for ages, the cold virus. And how many times have churches been shut down over the flu virus, where many have died, or where the churches closed down during the bubonic plague?
Hey, what? Let me ask you about one last threat. Sorry to ask one last question here, but
no
what
problem.
what about not just liberal governors, but what about Karens in the church? Do you see a lot of church leaders being most terrified of the Karens in the pew next to us, looking for reasons to turn them in?
Well, we do have, and I know, I think a lot of people might agree, there are imposters in a lot of different areas.
I agree with Andy, by the way.
Not everyone that attends church is a true believer.
Oh, no.
That's right.
We've had the case of the Pharisees in Jesus' time that were playing church and were, as Jesus said, your father's the devil. You know, that really got them worked up, didn't it? And they wanted to kill him. But, I do see that there are, you know, traitors to the faith that are mm-hmm. you know, attending church, going to church, you know, that would love to turn in a pastor and
yep.
as an informant. It's not too different, John and Andy, from communist China.
That's right.
Where they're informants.
Great example.
Yep.
Great
Russia,
example.
Other place, you know, and where they have informants on every corner, you know.
Dr. Harper, I appreciate you joining us. What's the website folks can find more about you and even help you guys in what you're doing, the work there? They can donate, they can give, and really help the cause of what you guys have going on. How do they do that?
Well, I should appreciate you mentioned that. Now, the website is imcnews.org, short for Intermountain Christian News. You can just search for Intermountain Christian News, and there is a donate button. But there's information about what I do at the White House. When you can read that article that I wrote about fake news and what to do about it. And I know a lot of your listeners are concerned about fake news, and a lot of the media is not really based in Christ, you know, reporting
right.
the truth.
Right.
That perspective. But I do thank everyone for praying for me in this spiritual battle that I face. I will be at the White House here in a couple of weeks, you know, making plans, trying to get in. And the White House has a lottery, so I just have to be, it's really kind of strange, the whole situation. But I'll inform you from the White House
Thank
what's
you.
Going on.
We appreciate that. No, thank you. Dr. Harper, thank you very much. Have a great weekend. And yes, just let us know. We'll be in touch, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. And again, that website where Dr. Harper is imcnews.org. A lot of you asked me to repeat those, so I'll do it one more time. imcnews.org. Franktown Firearms coming up next, folks. If you've never bought a gun before, or you own multiples, or you just want more training, you want a place to shoot, you want to buy some ammo, whatever it happens to be, Franktown Firearms is there for you. 720-770-7777. You can find them also at klzradio.com.
Make your gun your own at Franktown Firearms, one of the only shooting ranges with full-service gunsmithing on site. The team at Franktown Firearms now has multiple gunsmiths on staff, so you can stop by their gunsmithing department at the back of the store 7 days a week for anything from cleaning to bore sighting, scope mounting, and everything in between. Because Franktown Firearms offers full-service gunsmithing on site, they can take care of any issues with your firearm in-house. Oftentimes, people send their firearm off to the manufacturer for repairs. You could wait up to 180 days just for the manufacturer to look at your gun.
I don't know that
recently,
this is the same
a client
one,
of Franktown Firearms noticed an issue with her revolver out of the box. The team at Franktown repaired it and got the gun back to her shortly because they handled the repairs on site. If your gun needs to be sent off for any reason, the team at Franktown will be happy to send it on your behalf. Ask about gunsmithing now at klzradio.com/Franktown.
Purify Chevrolet, folks, where if you want to buy a new or used car or truck this weekend, it is the place to go. Literally, they will take care of you. It's like going back in time to buy a car, and I mean that. These guys are top-notch. They'll definitely take care of you, and will take your trade if needed. PurifyChevrolet.com to shop online or 303-659-8311.
Going into the showroom at Purifoy Chevrolet, one of the things that struck me is that the people that work there, they're just regular people. You talk to the guy that's helping you, and you get the sense of, this is just another person. He wants to help me. He wants to make sure that I get the right car. He's asking the right questions, but without being pushy. I just get a sense that he's really invested in what I need to find for my family and for me.
Rolly Purifoy is not somebody who would ever brag about himself, but he has an incredible history with Chevrolet, and that's why he cares about those vehicles so much. He's actually been a test driver for some of the models, and he's even had some input in the design. If you just ask Rolly some questions about his history, he has the most fascinating stories. He's one of those owners who will just chat with you like an ordinary person. He's just one of those people you really need to meet. I would highly recommend Purifoy Chevrolet. They're a really remarkable group of people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Loveland and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith will join us here in just a little bit, by the way, give us an update of what's going on in that world when it comes to just, you know, investing, what you need to do, where you need to look as you head down the road. Al is a financial advisor. Find him at klzradio.com. It's Golden Eagle Financial, 303-744-1128.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Zoom and Skype have changed everything. People are moving away from cities and towns. Kim Munson here. Monday, Bob Kosh joins me. Bob is a sharp-minded mortgage banker from New Jersey who has viewed the economy from both sides of prison bars. In 1999, he was sentenced to 5 years for his guilty plea of wire fraud. He'll share his perspective on the stock market, the state of commercial real estate, and solutions that will surprise you. All this Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, and John, have you heard about what Bank of America did?
No. In fact, you were telling me about this before the show, and no, I had not.
Okay. Then it's fresh. I'm going to let Tucker Carlson explain this. We got a clip. It's 3 minutes. I don't know if we'll play the whole thing, but however long you want to go, just to get a feel for it. And then we're going to also talk about what they're doing with our military, because they go together. Here we go.
Bank in the country with more than 60 million customers is actively but secretly engaged in the hunt for extremists in cooperation with the government. Bank of America is, without the knowledge or the consent of its customers, sharing private information with federal law enforcement agencies. Bank of America effectively is acting as an intelligence agency, but they're not telling you about it. In the days after the January 6th riot at the Capitol, Bank of America went through its own customers' financial and transaction records, a lot of them. Now, these were the private records of Americans who had committed no crime, people who, as far as we know, had absolutely nothing to do with what happened at the Capitol on January 6th. But at the request of federal investigators, Bank of America searched its databases looking for people who fit a specific profile. Here's what that profile was, and we are quoting. Customers confirmed as transacting, either through bank account, debit card, or credit card, purchases in Washington, D.C. between January 5th and January 6th. Number two, purchases made for hotels, Airbnb, RSVPs in Washington, Virginia, or Maryland after January 6th. Number three, any purchase of weapons or at a weapons-related merchant between January 7th and their upcoming suspected stay in the D.C. area around Inauguration Day. And four, airline-related purchases since January 6th, end quote. So what do you notice about that profile? Well, the first thing you notice is that it's remarkably broad. Any purchases of anything in the city of Washington, D.C., any overnight stay anywhere in the three-state area that spans hundreds of miles, any purchase, not simply of legal firearms, but instead anything bought from a, quote, weapons-related merchant, T-shirts included, and then any airline-related purchases, not just flights to Washington, flights to anywhere, to Omaha, to Thailand. That is a very, very wide net, an absurdly wide net. Bank of America identified a total of 211 customers who met these, quote, thresholds of interest. And it was at that point, the show has learned, Bank of America turned over the results of its internal scan to federal authorities, apparently without notifying the customers who were being spied upon. Federal investigators then interviewed at least one of these unsuspecting people. And that person, we've learned, hadn't done anything wrong. And in the
okay. You get the idea?
By the way, illegal.
Yeah, illegal. And by the way, folks, if you bank at Bank of America.
Stop. I've hated those guys for a very long time. This just gives me one more reason to keep that going.
Yeah, and I understand you may be tied in loans, maybe tied in a long time. I get it. It could be hard. But if you can look at other options, I would do so. But, you know, he said
I definitely wouldn't have my credit card there. That one you can choose.
Absolutely. You know, Tucker said that the thing that stuck out to him was the broad nature of the search, and he's right. You know what stuck out to me is this. Bank of America didn't do any such search after Portland. They did no such searches after Seattle. They did no such searches after Minneapolis. They did no such searches after Chicago, Baltimore, after any of what was done by the left.
Right.
This is completely one side that they are trying to seek and destroy.
Yep.
They are trying to find right-wingers. Now, by the way, if you're being used by your government maybe to help go after real terror threats, I can understand there might be some value in that. I'm not sure if it's legal or not. I don't know all the ins and outs. But, okay, maybe. I don't know. But I do know this. If you're only doing it for one side,
and by the way, they
that's
did this,
terrible.
They did this after the feds asked. I had a texter say, if the bank did this on their own without orders of the government, I have no problem. I still have a problem with that because it's none of their dang business. Period. But they did this on the request of the feds, which they should have just kindly said, sorry, where's your warrant?
Exactly. They should have said, where's your warrant? And by the way, what should they have really said is, wait a minute, there was none of this after Seattle. We could have given you tons of information on travel and purchases after Seattle, after Portland, after all of these. You didn't want it for any of those. You only want it for this one incident, which, by the way, had a mixed group at it, okay? And let's face it, it was a terrible thing that happened in the Capitol attacks.
Right.
But it doesn't. But it pales in comparison to what the siege that happened in Portland, Seattle, and Minneapolis and these other places. And that's what I'm looking at. I don't think Bank of America, I don't think that they hesitated for a moment. I think they jumped right on board.
Agree.
And said, yes, we're going to do it. Now, here's the other thing that just came out, and I'm kind of getting to a point here. On Wednesday, the new Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, he announced a 60-day stand down for the military and ordered military leaders to have, and you've heard about this, to have needed discussions with the men and women of the force in an effort to weed out extremism in the ranks.
What a bunch of crap.
And they did mention white extremism. Now, here's my question, John. Do you think that they are going to check the social media accounts and so forth of anybody who speaks in favor of Antifa?
No.
No. BLM?
No.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you this, and you just tell me which does more. Who has committed way, 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 way more violence, BLM or MAGA?
BLM.
Okay, who has committed way more violence, Antifa or the NRA?
No comparison, Antifa.
Right. Okay, so what they're doing, though, is that they are going into our military. They are taking the U.S. military, and by the way, keep in mind, right now, the reserve ranks of the military are being used to basically lock down Washington.
Right.
Think about this. So what do you think is the end goal of this? They want to weed out of the most well-armed group on the planet people who disagree with them politically. They want to take the most well-armed group on the planet and turn it into an all-left-wing force.
Which
basically. Good luck with that.
I was going to say, I'm guessing out loud. That will be a minority of the force.
Yeah, but they're going to go through. Here's what they're going to do, John. I mean, here's what I would suspect. Oh, I agree. That's a minority of the force. And they're not going to get everybody out. But what they're going to do is create a fear throughout the military force. I'd better not criticize BLM on a Facebook page. I'd better not criticize Antifa on a Facebook page. I can't question the election results on Twitter. I can't do any of these things. If I do any of these things, I am a threat to the United States. But if I speak in favor of any of those things, BLM, Antifa, and so forth, China,
good.
What if you speak against China on one of these things? Do you see where I'm going with this?
Well, and
this is going to be 100% biased.
And I know some people may not agree with me on this because some would say that, I'm encouraging to squash free speech, but if I was someone in the military, in fact, I'm very careful with what I post and even put on my own Facebook page, but if I were in the military, I would not have any social media, period, anywhere.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I see that as a very wise precaution, but it shouldn't have to be there. And that's what I'm getting to.
I agree.
While you're simply saying, and by the way, you counsel businesses. You counsel a lot of people in how to stay safe in a very dangerous world. But what I'm saying is it shouldn't be a dangerous world.
I agree, Andy.
And so you've got the same side, right, that is using a bank to target only one side.
Yep, as a tool.
And they are then also targeting that one side in the military. And I will end with this. We're being hunted.
Agree.
We are being hunted by the U.S. government with tax dollars.
Yeah.
Am I making sense?
I fully agree. No, exactly right.
Wow.
So, again, lesson in all of this, and even though you shouldn't have to, right now you do, I would be extremely careful. I hate to liken this to, Nazi Germany and things along those lines, but I would be very careful what you do, who you share your feelings with, your beliefs with, all of those things. And, right now, personally speaking, I would be really careful on that end of things.
I think you're right. We talked in the previous segment that Karen in the church next to you, that Karen
she's on your Facebook page too.
Yeah, she's also on your Facebook page. She's also next to you in the bunker in the military.
That's right.
That Karen is everywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
And wants to get you in trouble.
Yeah, it's like the brown shirts of Germany.
Yeah.
It's no different, Andy. It's essentially what we've done. We've trained the Karens. I called them, used to call the Karens at the beginning of COVID brown shirts. I should go back to that. That's what they are.
Oh, yes. And now they wear all kinds of shirts, and they are threaded through among us.
That's right.
And I'm telling you,
you don't know them hardly.
Yeah. What really scares me, John, is that, or at least horrifies me, is I've never seen the government be used like this, not to this degree, certainly since the McCarthy era.
Michael Bailey Law, mobile estate planning is coming up next. And speaking of all of this, yes, you need to make sure your estate's in order. There's not a time out there more important than now to get that done. Find Michael today at klzradio.com or call him directly, 720-394-6887.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, those who prepare shall not fear. KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, A Good Shop is up next, and Al Sturm. In fact, Al's going to join me Monday, give me an update of what's going on at A Good Shop, but the reality is, you can get a app on your phone to figure out exactly what's going on when it comes to your accident. In other words, Al basically built this app, put this app on his website where you can actually look to see what's it going to cost you after the collision is over to get your vehicle fixed. It's a great tool. 720-541-7697. Al Sturm, It's A Good Shop. Find him at klzradio.com.
As modern vehicles become safer and more technologically complex, collision repairs also become more specialized. You need an auto body shop that looks to the future, investing in the tools and training they need to fix your vehicle properly. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop have earned OE certifications for brand names like Subaru, Ford, and many others, ensuring you get the parts and service recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. After a collision, you want to get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition, which means you want the original parts from the manufacturer, not aftermarket parts. Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to earn new OE certifications all the time, so they can have access to all of the databases and software that come directly from the manufacturer. Your insurance company does not recommend auto body shops based on their certifications. Take control of the quality by choosing a certified auto body shop. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@rushtoreason.com.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Al Smith joining us now, Golden Eagle Financial. Al, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, John. How are you?
Doing very good. Good to hear from you, Al. How are things at Golden Eagle Financial?
Things are great. I just had an interview here in my office that ended just a few minutes ago, so it was perfect timing.
Great. All right. Unforeseen events. We, you know, we've seen, let's face it, there's a lot of things going on in the world today. Everything that really even started a year ago with COVID and just folks looking to the future. You know, some have been fine all through COVID, Al. Some have not been so fine. You know, some have probably dipped into savings and had to do some things along those lines, while others may be added to the savings account. You know, what should folks be looking forward to, or looking to, I should say, as we move forward into 2021 and beyond?
Wow, I think to define COVID, I think it is the mother of all unforeseen events, both financially and politically. Yeah, it's certainly the most monstrous, unforeseen event I have ever seen, and people are kind of dealing with it different ways. If people are fully in retirement, you know, some of them are actually spending a little less money, but I'm not sure how happy they are if they've been confined a lot. So it's in that circumstance, it's not necessarily a financial gloom and doom. It's sort of a lack of happiness because of being homebound and so forth. Other folks who've lost their jobs, that's where having, as Dave Ramsey says, the 6 months of you know, living expenses saved,
right,
that really comes into play. And there's a few folks I've met who were working at home before COVID are actually doing better now. So it's a strange event that has affected everybody differently. But I think once COVID passes, there are still going to be unforeseen events that may only affect certain individuals and families. And I think of, I had some clients, or I still have the clients, they're up in Brighton, and they made the mistake, and this is unforeseen, they didn't think about, is they were trying to help out their son, who bought an enormous home, and their home was a small attachment to the back of it, and I've met with them on multiple occasions, and their home is really nice, but their son wasn't terribly financially responsible, and he kept putting second and third mortgages on it and everything, and some of his financial mistakes are rubbing over on them. And so as far as they're concerned, it was an unforeseen event, but looking back on it, it was poor judgment on their part. But what jumps out at you, John, the things that have happened to folks that have created financial chaos in their lives?
Well, to your point, I think a lot of folks, Al, during the good times, as you know, tend to spend more than they should. They don't sock things away savings-wise like they should. And then when times do come along, I mean, we know the average American across this country can't afford a $500 car repair bill without having to put that on some sort of credit. So, you know, that alone tells you that when 40% of Americans can't afford a $500 bill, you know, we have issues, and they have not planned. You know, they haven't spoken to guys like you because they haven't planned ahead at all.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think the reason the ads for CarShield have become so popular, if people have such an enormous concern with paying for an automotive repair, if they had a modest amount of savings, it would probably cost less than the monthly premiums for that kind of coverage,
right,
against your automobile breaking down. And you have the automotive show, and you know that cars are not cheap to repair, but if you take care of them, it's probably far less expensive than one of those packages which only covers your car up to 150,000 miles, after which that's when the problems start coming.
Right.
You know, Al, you help people prepare for the unforeseen, but you also help them prepare for the foreseen. And what I mean is this. A lot of financial advisors, they will tell you, hey, here's a target number. You need to save this much by this age for you to be ready. But you know what they never factor in? Inflation. I've never heard one factor in inflation. Right now we have a government that is printing money faster than Hallmark prints cards. And how do you help people deal with the fact that there may be inflation? I mean,
Great question.
They put their money in fixed assets and gold, or what do you do?
Well, that's a really good question. And I think my ads say that I don't use software programs, but I do take inflation into consideration. And the way I do that, if we sit down and figure out that you need to save $500 a month over the next long period of time, perhaps in addition to what you're already saving, if you're playing a little bit of catch-up, and then the Consumer Price Index comes out each fall to let folks know how much their Social Security is going up, and let's say if that's 1.5%, well, what that tells me is that the next year, instead of $500 a month, you need to be saving about $508 a month. And that's not a big increase, but you're at least adjusting your contribution for inflation.
Right. And we, and now I've had many of my clients even ask, you know, what's going to happen down the road? What do you think about inflation and so on? And all I can say is you cannot inject this much money, this much capital, if you would, into the economy like what's been done over the past year and, frankly, Al, not have inflation. It's mathematically impossible.
No, I do think that it will ultimately come back to bite some
yes.
people in the behind, so to speak. And I remember very clearly what things were like in the 1980s when people were getting 16% on their CDs, but they were also paying 17% on home mortgages.
That's right. That's right.
Those
exactly.
were ugly times, to say
yeah.
the least.
Not good.
Jimmy.
No, no, not at all. All right, so, okay, so folks, give Al a call today. Find him at klzradio.com. Or, Al, what's your direct number folks can call you at?
My direct number is 303-744-1128. And one of the things I like to mention on a first meeting, I spend a lot of time listening to what's going on in people's lives and what they want their retirement to look like and how they think they might want to spend their money in the future and how they might want to make the world a slightly better place by their being here.
Okay, perfect. Al, thank you so much. As always, it's Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial. Novus Auto Glass is next, folks. If you want to see clearly, give Novus a call today. Find a location near you. RushToReason.com/Novus.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at RushToReason.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We are going to come back. Hour number two is next. If you're listening to the replay hour, thank you so much. Don't forget, tomorrow we have a great weekend lineup of programs, starting with Fix It Radio, then Drive Radio, then Sportsman of Colorado, and then Shooting the Breeze. It's a great day here on KLZ. Hour number two, though, is next. We're going to do, Andy, what?
Best and worst sequels, the ones to watch, and more importantly, the ones to avoid.
Best and worst sequels. All right, we'll be right back. Hour number two is next. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.